This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now let's come to the word ghashiyah, which I keep translating as an overwhelming event, or even actually has to do with becoming unconscious. So let's look at the language of it. مُشْتَقَّةٌ مِنَ الْغِشِيَانِ وَهُوَ تَغْطِيَةٌ مُتَمَكِّنَةٌ وَهِيَ صِفَةٌ أُرِيدَ بِهَا حَادِثَةُ الْقِيَامَةِ. It's actually derived from something that overtakes, covers, wraps up. Ghishawa, for example, is a blanket or a cover that covers you entirely. And it's one of the words used in the Quran to describe Judgment Day. سُمِّيَتْ غَاشِيَةٌ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْإِسْتِعَارَةِ. It's actually used allegorically, or maybe, you know, as a way of giving a parable for what Judgment Day is going to be like. لِأَنَّهَا إِذَا حَصَلَتْ لَمْ يَجِدِ النَّاسُ مَفَرًّا مِنْ أَهْوَالِهَا. That's the first important point. This word is used to almost describe that there's not going to be any escape. It'll cover everybody. There's nobody that's going to escape what's going to happen on that day. فَكَأَنَّهَا غَاشٍ يَغْشَى عَلَى عُقُولِهِمْ. Secondly, it's as though it's going to hover over their minds. It's going to take over your minds. You're not going to be able to think about anything else. You know, sometimes you're in a crisis situation and you're like, I gotta get my mind off of this. I don't want to think about this right now. And you want to check out. There's no checking out. It's taken over your mind. You know, it's hovered over their minds. And also some say that it's to the point where some people will feel like they're going insane. Like the Quran describes, people will think that you'll look at people and you'll think they're drunk. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They're not drunk at all. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah is intense. وَيُطْلَقُ الْغِشْيَانُ عَلَى غَيْبُوبَةِ الْعَقْلِ. It's also, the word غِشْيَان is used when the mind is lost. Like people can't believe what's happening in front of their eyes. فَيَجُوزَ أَنْ يَكُونَ وَصْفُ الْغَاشِيَةِ مُشْتَقًّا مِنْهُ فَفُهِمَ مِنْ هَذَا أَنَّ الْغَاشِيَةَ صِفَةٌ لِمَحْذُوفٍ يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ السِّيَاقُ. In other words, from what's understood from this is going to be a mind-numbing, overwhelming, inescapable truth that is going to hit people. Then finally, you notice غاشية has the ta مربوطة at the end, which is common in the Quran for catastrophic events like الداهية, الطامة, الصاخة, القارعة, الآزفة, أزفة الآزفة, like that. So, and the ta مربوطة does something in Arabic. It's called تفيد المرة. What that means is something that happens once and for all. When something happened once and for all, then you see a ta مربوطة at the end of it. And so the idea is this one covering event that's going to happen, and that is it. That's the final one. There's no more needed. You know, it's not like first wave and then second wave. It's not like that. It's just, it covers, it hovers, and that's the end of it. Obviously, from that opening description, we're kind of terrified of what's being described, something that's completely invaded and overtaken. And so Allah takes us into that scene. What are people going to be feeling? And you'll notice this surah will highlight faces a lot. Faces and the limbs of the faces, meaning the ears, the eyes, to look, etc. Parts, things that have to do with our faces. So instead of describing people, Allah describes faces in this surah. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ. Some faces on that day, and I'm translating some faces, even though some translations may not say some faces, it's important to say some faces in the translation because the مُبْتَدَى is نَكِرَة. If it was الْوُجُوهُ, it would be okay to translate faces will be so-and-so. But if it's wujuhun, you have to say some faces on that day are going to be overwhelmed and humbled, khashia. And this word khashia is actually, first of all, about face. وَأُثِرَتِ الْوُجُوهُ بِالْكِنَايَةِ عَنْ أَصْحَابِهَا هُنَا وَفِي مِثْلِ هَذَا الْمَقَامِ لِأَنَّ حَالَةَ الْوُجُوهُ تُنْبِئُ عَنْ حَالَةِ أَصْحَابِهَا. Instead of talking about people, Allah is going to talk about faces as if when you see somebody's face, you know everything that's going on with them. Like if you know someone well, or if you see somebody's face, you're like, this person's not having a good time, or this person is really happy, or this person's overwhelmed, or this person's terrified. Fear, anger, sadness, regret, happiness, these expressions you can tell immediately from somebody's face, or exhaustion even. You look at someone and say, hey, you look sick. You know, you can't look at their hand and tell they're sick. But you look at one look at their face, and you can tell from the bags under their eyes, or the redness of their eyes, or whatever, or the wrinkles on their forehead, you know, or the discoloration of their face, you can tell this person's not doing well. So Allah highlights the face for that reason. Now, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ. Just a little bit about خَاشِعَةٌ. ذَلِيلَةٌ يُطْلَقُ الْخُشُوعُ عَلَى الْمَذَلَّةِ. It's actually an expression for humiliation. خُشُوعُ is an expression for humiliation and feeling powerless, feeling overwhelmed. It's actually a good thing in this life. We're supposed to try to get خُشُوعُ in salah. And it's a great quality to have when you're living in this life. But this quality is not given to good people on Judgment Day. It's flipped. It's a great quality when you're here, and it's a horrible quality on Judgment Day. actually. The people of khushu' are going to be the people that are in trouble with Allah. In other words, as if Imam Razi and others have commented, it's the people who were exhausted and humbled and overwhelmed by Allah and the fear of Him in this world, they're not going to experience that in the next. And the people who had none of that in this world, that'll hit them in the next. Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on BayyinahTV.com under the Deeper Look section.